The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he set ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, please first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on them. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the street and say, 'The dust from your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's fair to say that there's been great excitement in the world at the election of a new pope, Pope Leo XIV. It's pretty fascinating to experience how the world responds to moments like these. The pope, whoever it may be, is usually an instant celebrity, even if he doesn't want the attention. Everyone will listen to his words, even if he doesn't say much or doesn't know if he is saying the right things. He is judged by what he wears, by how he celebrates the Mass, by who he chooses to talk to daily. The world watches as the Pope comes forth on the balcony of St. Peter's. He could easily be very popular and just choose to say the things that people want to hear. Or he could choose to boast only in the cross of Jesus. He could choose to just proclaim Jesus Christ. I'm still pretty inspired by what Pope Leo XIV said to the cardinals just the day after his election. The first Mass he celebrated with the cardinals of the church, he was using the witness in his homily. He used the witness of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. And he said this, if you remember, St. Ignatius, who was led in chains to Rome, the place of his impending sacrifice, wrote to the Christians there, saying, "Then I will truly be a disciple of Jesus when the world no longer sees my body." Ignatius was speaking about being devoured by the wild beasts in the arena. And so it happened that way. But his words apply more generally to an indispensable commitment for all those in the church who exercise the ministry of authority. It is to move aside so that Christ may remain, to make oneself small so that he may be known and glorified, to spend oneself to the utmost so that all may have the opportunity to know and love him. Jesus is sending his disciples out into unknown places in this gospel to encounter people who do not know Jesus and to have the courage to proclaim the gospel, the courage to pray with these people, to heal them, to exorcise demons, to work for the glory of God. He gave them that power. When they came back from doing all of that work, this missionary experience, they were likely very proud of themselves. In the gospel, it sounds like they maybe were a little too proud. They essentially said to Jesus, "Hey, let me tell you what I have done. Let me tell you how great I was out there." But the Lord reminds them, "Do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." It is easy, even as a priest, to be proud of what we do. Look at how many confessions I did. Look at how many first communions we had at this parish. Look at the amount of OCIA people that came to my parish this year. And priests do that when we meet each other. How many do you have in your OCIA class? And we compare. All of these things, by the way, are good, but it's not because of anything I'm doing alone. The Lord works through us in ways we can never understand. We only trust in the power of God. We only trust that Jesus is here to free us, to love us, to show us the way to heaven. Our names are written in heaven. And so Pope Leo is right. We must move aside so that Christ may remain. Let Jesus lead you. Listen to his word echo in your mind and heart. Let Jesus be the Lord of your life. Leo also said, "Make oneself small so that Jesus may be known and glorified." The sin of pride. Pride is the sin of never acknowledging the power of God in your life. And then you put yourself forward instead. How easily we push God aside and take credit for the good in our life. So the answer to that is humility. Humility is the virtue of turning to Jesus each day and saying, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." That's what I want. And then finally, Pope Leo said, spend oneself to the utmost so that all might have the opportunity to know and love Jesus. That is another way of saying, boast only in the cross of Jesus. Take up your cross and lay down your life for the Lord and His church. Be a true disciple and missionary in the world who proclaims these words, Jesus Christ is Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.